This is Worldview on WBEZ. I'm Jerome McDonnell. It's time for our global activism segment where we feature people who make the world a better place. And today we're going to talk with the founder of Think Global Arts. Her name is Revati Latesan, and she is an engineer by trade, but has an organization devoted to the arts in the Naperville area. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Jerome.
And I've come to your celebrations a couple of times.
Yes.
And had a great time. They were wonderful affairs. Explain what Think Global Arts does.
Well, we were honored to have you come to our panel discussions several years ago. Think Global Arts Foundation was created to use the arts as a media to promote cultural awareness, peace, and harmony. From the time that I was a child, I was always fascinated by the arts and the different cultural experiences which would reflect their value systems and, you know, different people's traditions and beliefs. And also at home, we were always encouraged to be creative and to be artistic. We didn't have much, but I remember when my parents would, when I would make a little flower decoration with a twig and some flowers and bring it in, and it would have this special place in the living room. And both my mom and dad would sit and admire the creativeness, you know, and the artisticness. So that's how I grew up. And it was always appreciated and encouraged. I grew up very curious about other cultures, languages, and artistic forms of expression. In fact, I was happiest when I was learning something new. And when I grew up, I guess, and I had children of my own, I realized the significant role of the arts. And with my background in arts, that I had something to offer.
You know, you're an engineer by training, though.
Yes.
But you felt like you had an artistic yearning to do mission-oriented work.
I've grown up around music and the arts. In fact, my mother was a very famous, iconic singer in India.
Oh, really? Who was she?
Her name is Indumati Krishnamurti, but we learned the arts from my mom, actually. Even when I was young, she was very artistic. She'd be drawing or painting or even sculpting. So that's how I grew up.
What are some of the things that Think Global Arts does here?
Basically, we wanted to use the arts as a media to promote cultural awareness and peace and harmony. And we wanted everyone in the community to be able to participate in these programs. So we designed a set of programs that would appeal to people of all ages and backgrounds. And to give you some examples, we started off with keynote speakers. And if you can picture this, we have 1,200 high school students sitting in their auditorium in total silence, engrossed in the message of the keynote speaker. And these are inspired thought leaders like, for instance, Raj Mohan Gandhi. He's a grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, or Martin Luther King's son, MLK III. Or the conductor of the Boston Philharmonic, Benjamin Zander, who was 79 years old when he came to Naperville. And these children, high school kids, they were all inspired. For instance, when Raj Mohan Gandhi came to Wabanzi High School, students and faculty alike were very excited about it. And in their library, they had created a small India, ranging from food, clothes, architecture. It was awesome. Or when the entire community of Naperville had this opportunity to listen to Martin Luther King III take his I Have a Dream talk to the next generation. It's not something that they're going to forget. I mean, they will remember this for the rest of their lives. To give you another example of how the children's minds are expanded, when Benjamin Zander came to Mitia Valley High School, one very, very fortunate kid, he was a cello player. He had the opportunity to go on stage and have a lesson with Benjamin Zander. Benjamin Zander was playing the piano and he was instructing the cello player. Within 5 minutes, he actually became a much better cello player. And this was in front of all his peers and classmates.
You're listening to Worldview on WBEZ. I'm Jerome McDonnell. I'm talking with Revati Natesan, and she is the founder of Think Global Arts. And we're talking about their organization in Naperville and what they do. It sounds like the community gets a lot out of this. How did you get started doing this?
Typically, you know, not-for-profits start with a bunch of friends who sit in a room and they decide to do some service. Ours was a totally different story. My early life in the U.S., I was focused on family and my job, and I was anxious to get out of that, sort of expand beyond that circle and help others and be of some service, but I had no plan at that time. And looking back, Jerome, my father was an avid stamp collector, and I used to pore over his collection of stamps. And in 2005, when I was browsing the internet, I came across a statement that said, Mahatma Gandhi is the most stamped person in the universe. So I was curious to what that meant and started researching it. And I was totally absorbed in my research, like for 9 months or 10 months. I was passionately doing the research. You could have given me a PhD on Mahatma Gandhi. At the end of it, I found I had a story to tell. So I had 50 panels telling his story from before he was born to his legacy based on philatelic items.
No kidding.
All stamps, yes. And in those 9-10 months, I had made connections with people in Africa, Saudi Arabia, Japan, Turkey, UK, India. And so I had this huge exhibit. I had no goal in mind. And as the events continued to unfold, the panels went on exhibit in Washington, D.C., in the Gandhi Center, and it was met with a huge reception, and it ran for 5 weeks. In fact, when we wanted to bring the exhibit back, they said, can we keep it for 2 weeks longer because congressional tours and university tours are coming through it.
Tell us something about a place where he was stamped that has a kind of a surprising story.
One item that I have in the collection, you know, in those days, going from Gandhi sailed from Bombay to France, and they used to go in a ship. And while they were going in the ship, they had these little boats that would go as far as the ship and come back. So they would get the mail back and forth. And one of the stamps that I have is called the Pakwabot. And it's actually from the boat that Gandhi sailed with the stamp that he was going to Marseille.
Huh.
When I was in Skokie, I met Raj Mohan Gandhi. He came to see the exhibit. When I was in D.C., I met Barack Obama. And so I realized that events were taking a life of their own. That's when I wanted to come back to Naperville and do something in Naperville. I went to see the mayor in Naperville. And he asked me to have a brainstorming meeting with community leaders. I did that. And the result of that brainstorming meeting was the Celebration of Peace Month. I had become inspired by Gandhi's message of peace and that it all begins with the individual, begins with us, and that each one of us has, you know, we can empower ourselves and try to do some good for the community.
And your Celebration of Peace Months were spectacular events. That's where I met you, and we did panel discussions there, and right. You did a whole lot of things in 1 month. But it sounds like now you drift things out through the year.
Right. Like I said earlier, we designed the programs to enable each and every community member to kind of participate in that celebration. So one of the things we did is called 30 Days and Ways to Practice Peace. It consists of a quotation with an action. So you can do that every day. And this has totally resonated with the community. In fact, people who are unable to attend our events, who cannot drive or who are in nursing homes or hospitals, who cannot come to these cultural shows or panel discussions or film festivals, they are able to join in the celebration from where they are using the 30 Days and Ways. As an example of how this has caught the attention of so many people in the community is R.R. Donnelly. They're a global printing company.
Yeah.
They posted the 30 Days and Ways outside their cafeteria for an entire month.
Oh, great.
It's so thrilling and so rewarding for us when we see schools. They do the 30 Days and Ways. Every day they discuss it in the classroom. And they have a month that they set aside for a celebration of peace month. And at the end of the month, they have this huge to-do in the gym where they reward the children for appropriate behavior. And they give out peace buttons and T-shirts. And sometimes they've invited me for that. And they have the picture taken with the principal. And in all of this excitement and fun, what's happening is the message of peace is sinking into every child.
It sounds like you're making a real difference in the community. What are some of the other programs that you're doing with Think Global Arts?
We have several other programs. One is this cultural extravaganza that we put together every other year. And we always call it We Are One. and bringing home the important message that we're all connected with one another in our daily lives. In fact, sometimes we're so busy we don't even realize it. In 2014, we did a Broadway-style production called Around the World in 8 Folktales. It was extremely well received by both adults and children. And one important realization that came out of this was that the adults saw 8 folktales interwoven from different cultures around the globe. When we talked to the youth and the children, they just saw one story. They did not see the cultural divisions, even though we had a folktale with Kung Fu, we had a Navajo Cinderella episode, and we had a Birbal in King Akbar's court from India.
Well, that's interesting. We should all be like the kids.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you have a program called Arts for Peace. Explain what that is.
As part of our international peace outreach, we have this initiative, and it is called Arts for Peace. And we've actually helped over 3,100 children in Malawi, Tanzania, and Haiti. And the way we started off with this is we wanted each and every community member in Naperville to participate in helping these kids. So we set up 45 collection boxes across the city, big boxes. And we were collecting new or gently used educational items like crayons, watercolor, colored pencils, etc. At one point, we had about 130 volunteers across the city helping us, and they sorted all these items out. Every box was full of nice, you know, educational materials that kids throw away because they get new ones when the year starts. And the items were sorted and binders were packed, and we airshipped 1,200 binders to Tanzania. We put the crayons in Ziploc bags. Then we received feedback that the flex binders did not work with the children in schools where they had no desks. And some of the crayons were broken in transit. So we took that feedback. Next time around, we filled out 3-inch hard binders and we packed the crayons, you won't believe it, into an Altoid box. And if you hear this, nobody will want to ever throw away an Altoid box. It exactly packs 10 to 12 crayons.
You've got to eat a lot of Altoids to get the crayons in there.
Yes. And not only did this allow the community to participate in what we were doing, R.R. Donnelly, they liked our Arts for Peace initiative so much that they agreed to take on the entire project.
Wow.
And we wanted to reach the entire community, and we designed programs that would include people of all ages and background. And Jerome, the way we were able to do this was we partnered with the schools, the city, organizations, corporations across the western suburbs like the Rotary, the Lions Club, the Park District, North Central College, the Public Library, and others. And this has made it possible to bring this level of awareness to the celebration of peace.
What do you want to do with Think Global Arts in the future? Where are you thinking about taking the organization next? It sounds like you're doing great in the community.
We are seeing a natural expansion going on beyond our local community in Naperville and to include other towns and even other countries. To date, we've been exclusively in Naperville, and it's been great. So in addition to focusing on Naperville, we are now excited to be able to share our work with others. We have several requests right now from neighboring suburbs who are sharing our vision of peace and would like some of our events in their community. Internationally, we are seeing a growing number of inquiries about our work and possible partnerships. For example, I'll tell you, in Tanzania, there are schools there that are doing the art contest that we do here. And they had recently sent a piece of artwork that won first prize in Tanzania.
Wow.
And it showed two children holding hands, and you could see the backside. At first, when I saw the picture, I said, oh, okay, it's a picture, a painting. Later on, when I picked it up, I realized the significance of that painting, that two children holding hands, one of them didn't have a leg. You know, and they've seen a lot of civil strife in the past, and somehow the children had picked up on that and painted it. We've also heard from a Montessori school in the remote state of Assam in India somehow they stumbled, seriously, they stumbled onto our website, and they're interested now in working with us to run their art and essay contest there.
I'm glad to hear it spreading. It sounds like more communities could use what you're dealing.
Mm-hmm. Our emphasis actually is to have, you know, a positive impact where it matters most, and exposing children and adults to the vibrant arts of different cultures and expanding their understanding of our common humanity and how interconnected we really are. And Jerome, one of the most rewarding experiences of working with younger children and youth we're seeing is that when they get the message of peace, when they see and experience and thrill to music and dance and color and form, it stays with them.
Revati Nitesan is the founder of Think Global Arts, and thanks a lot for joining us. And people can find out more information about your organization at thinkglobalarts.org.
Right.
Well, it's been great talking with you and seeing you again, and good luck in the future.
Thank you, Jerome. Thank you very much.
Our Global Activism series runs on listener suggestions, and Revati's husband suggested her. You can also suggest a loved one or someone you know for the Global Activism series. Send us your suggestion by email. We're at worldview@wbez.org, worldview@wbez.org, and maybe someone you know will be on the Global Activism series.